3, 2, 1.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to the season finale of season one of The Rank Bank, where today we'll be playing the pun gun, we'll be trialling new games for season two, and we'll be getting listener questions. So sit back, relax, and grab your headphones. Welcome, lovely listeners, to our final episode, and today it's our end of season special, so it's not following our normal kind of structure.
No.
Welcome, no. Chris, to our end of season final.
Oh, welcome to you too, Jo. And should we welcome on two guests as well?
Yeah, so this week we have the guests from our most popular episode of season one.
Well, most downloaded.
Anyway. Oh yeah, most downloaded. Sorry, boys and girls.
Don't give them a big head, do we?
No. So we've got Eldro back on.
Hello.
And we've got Barney.
How's it going?
Oh, nice, nice. Smooth as ever. That wasn't sarcastic. Anyway,
sounded sarcastic.
I know, everything I say sounds sarcastic. So we just wanted to say, before we get started really, and I'll probably allude to this like the whole way through, but thanks so much for all the support that we've had from both the guests and listeners. Like, we only expected, well, we wanted 100 downloads for the whole season, and we've smashed that, haven't we, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
So it's been really fun. It's been fun for me and Chris to do together, and it's just been really good. So anyway, that's enough mush from me.
Brand new.
We'll first start off this episode by testing two new games, which we're thinking of using in season two.
Yeah, but I think we need a bit of help.
I think
we could do with a guest judge.
I think so,
which is another
too.
Thing that we're trialling for season two.
It's so excited. We've sacked Chris as a judge, and this week we've got Fran. Hello, Fran.
Hello.
Welcome to the Rank Bank. What should we play first? What should we introduce?
Should we try the rename game?
We will try the rename game.
Right. So for the rename game, yourself and our two guests have to come up with an item that we've been using the wrong name for decades, centuries, millennia. Something that would be better served being called something else. So, as an example, do you want to go first, Jo? And then we'll let the guests go after you.
Oh, gosh, okay. This is quite pressure. So, my thing, and now it's a useless item, but it's annoyed me for decades, actually. And we might think that it's old and we don't really use it and it's not worth renaming, but we do use it every day. Some young people might not realise the button that they push, that this is what it is, but it's the floppy disk.
Sorry, do you want to say what the second word is again, please? Just for clarity.
The floppy disk.
Okay, good. Disk.
Disk. Disk. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what disk. Your mind is...
Disc.
Out of the gutter. Disc.
It's your accent, yeah.
It's the floppy disk. So young people might not know what it is. It was the precursor to like the memory stick. And when you hit the save button in Word, that's a floppy disk. And like I said, it's useless and probably days gone by. It could store up to 1.44 megabytes, which is probably the size of a GIF. I don't know. But I don't understand what's floppy about it. Like, it really annoys me. It's one of the most non-floppy items that we used to have in computing. I just don't understand. It's so not floppy that it's brittle. It just blows my mind that someone decided to call it a floppy disk.
What should they have called it, Jo?
Yes. Well, I've come up with a new name, and it's a hard puced. A hard puced. And what puced stands for is the plastic useless external storage tape. So it's a hard, not floppy, a hard puced. So that's what I'd like to rename a floppy disk. Thank you, boys and girls. My case is closed.
I mean, not trying to break you down here, Joe, because we are, you know, but we are trying to beat you here, let's be fair. It's called a floppy disk because the disk inside is floppy. It's on tape. That's why it's called tape.
Oh,
the hard plastic shell is to stop the floppy disk getting damaged.
Can we call
you ever broken one open? It's like, it looks like...
No, because I was always scared because it was such modern technology. Well, I used to submit my homework on the floppy puced.
A hard puced.
A hard what?
Is it a hard puced after it's full?
It's prunes.
But when it's empty, it's a floppy puced. Got
it. Depends on it's got its case.
Getting how this thing works now.
Oh, I feel like I've already failed. At least this is just a testing episode.
I mean, I like the fact that you've retained the difficult pronunciation. Like, you've gone from disca to puster.
That's true. That
is some good continuity.
Oh, yes, keep going, Fran. I'm enjoying this.
Stop buttering up the judge.
Right, should we move on? Because that, like, just sank like a lead balloon.
Yeah. Should we go with... we'll go with Barney next. Have you got one for us, Barney?
I do have one. Going to be skirting the rules a little bit with some of mine, I think. However, this one comes to mind a lot. I've heard a lot of people call it a lot of different things. And I'm going to start with a zapper.
Oh, I hate
presser,
that word. Or a
dipper.
Or
a flicker. Or a clicker. Or a thingy. Or a remote. Or a Wagner. Or a plunker.
It's the You're TV just making
remote,
up words now.
And it has always been the TV remote. It's just the first time I heard someone
no one's ever called
it
a plunker. No one's ever called it a plunker.
Yeah.
Plunker is the apparently Northern Ireland's word for a TV remote.
What's the W
I haven't mentioned my favourite yet.
Oh.
A Wagner.
A Wagner?
The Welsh
Wagner
word for it.
Like
I could
composer
be saying it completely wrong. That would be brilliant. I hope that's exactly what it is for, but no.
Conducting
imagine
the TV.
That I'm just butchering the way that's actually meant to be pronounced. So, yeah. But the my favourite is the doodah, which apparently maybe Elgington can confirm. Is that the name for it in Scotland? Do you ever ask someone to pass you the doodah?
I mean, I'm not Scottish, so maybe I haven't been exposed to it, but no, as far as I'm aware. I mean, doodah just means a gadget, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Have you ever accidentally sat on your doodah?
You don't make that mistake twice.
Yeah.
So what are you proposing that we call it from now on?
I thought we needed to clear this up so that no one gets confused, and it's going to be the television remote control.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
It's functional. Yeah. And you have to say its full name every single time so people understand what you're asking for.
Clarity is important
television
in this day and age.
Yeah. Remote control.
Would you still call it this if it's also for your DVD player?
That would be the DVD remote control.
See, Efren knows where they stand.
Where it blurs the line is when you've got a multifunctional remote control that will, you know,
so would that be called a multifunctional remote control?
DVD player. you broke the code. You know exactly how to...
I'm onto it.
So
name all of
those
these items.
Ones for like, when you go abroad and there's air conditioning units, would that be an air conditioning remote control?
From abroad.
From abroad.
Give it its full name, Joe.
Yeah.
Foreign.
Yeah. You have to specify what region it is in case they use a different sort of IR. So.
I see.
How are you feeling about that one, Fran?
I'm a little offended because my own personal favourite was missed out of Barney's list. I like to call it the Gadge.
Oh, the Gadge.
Give the Gadge.
Gadge. It sounds filthy.
Yeah, a few letters and you could be in problems.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, in the North East, I'm pretty sure that's a bad term.
But yeah, I do like its clarity.
Can you pass
like
the
Gadge?
Yeah.
Are you sitting on my gadge?
I lost my gadge.
I once had like a 5-minute conversation over someone else telling me, and this was in Liverpool, so I don't know if Chris can confirm. They asked me to help them find the clicker. And I thought they meant for like the garage or like for their car or something. I never once crossed my mind that a clicker is a TV remote.
I've heard clicker. We use zapper in our house.
I love how Barney says clicker. Zapper. Can you say it again?
Clicker.
Clicker.
Click.
Good for that.
Are you trying to pivot this podcast to be an ASMR pod?
Yeah. I feel like we might get more listeners.
Toast.
Pa, pa, pa.
Can tap my microphone a little bit, if that helps. Yep. With a television remote control.
Tapping it with your doodah, are you again, Barney? We've had this conversation,
got my
mate.
Doodah out, yeah.
Nobody wants to hear your gadget over the airwaves.
How is TV remote?
Oh, it's that kind of podcast now, is it?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. I had great fun with this TV. I had great fun with my thingy. Yeah.
Right. I think we should probably move swiftly on.
Come on, Aljo.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so this is something that's bugged me for a while. Barney might know about this one because I've referenced it in a group chat that we're both in. My thing that should be renamed is the sport of American football for numerous reasons. I've got reams of evidence here. First of all, saying it's American is basically stating that you know it's not football because otherwise you wouldn't need to modify it. We don't call it, you know, English cricket, so because it's just cricket. You know, all, you know, insert sport as appropriate, whatever. On to the actual name, it just doesn't work. Two reasons. It doesn't use a ball because the object they throw isn't spherical. And the foot only comes out and gets involved in American football when the hand has failed. The foot is a sign of failure in American football. So I just feel like naming your entire sport after it is strange. For a country like the Americans, which is so hell-bent on winning, see Trump in this election, I just feel like having your national sport with foot right at the front is just wrong. It's also the fact that the sport itself is littered with names that are also wrong. I mean, I'm talking about the sport in general here, but you score points by getting a touchdown, which does not require touching the ball down. You have a player called a wide receiver who does not need to line up out wide. You have a player called a safety whose job is to tackle people as hard as possible, which does not involve safety in any way, as far as I can tell. It's just a litany of mischaracterized names. My alternative, I came up with a few actually. My personal preference would be calling it bastard rugby, because if they're going with American football, keep the same kind of cadence, two words. Because, you know, it's rugby gone wrong. It's rugby.
The amount of concussions that playing American football is probably why they're named these certain positions always.
Yeah, that's fair enough, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, I quite like bastard rugby. I think if you're being honest, you would call it extended commercial break, given that the average game has 11 minutes of actual playing for 3.5 hours of TV time. But if we're going for an actual name that works that you can use, I believe we should call it hand egg. I believe we should rename it hand egg. We drop the American, because you don't need it. There's not another sport of hand egg. We haven't got, you know, Indian hand egg, so it's fine. We can just go with hand egg. Yeah, and I think it's much more clear. It defines clearly what part of the body you're using and the shape of the object you're throwing, which is clearly what they're interested in. So, yeah, that's my argument, I believe. American football should be hand egg.
Barney, how many times has Eldro brought this up in the NFL fantasy chat? Has he gone
well, not many times, but if you look closely, the image used in that group chat is a picture that I made myself of an American football with the word hand egg over the top of it.
So. You've already done the branding.
Literally, it's there. They can have it for free. I'm not even going to ask for royalty.
You listening?
I think it needs another word in front, though. You know, like you got NFL, and it's got to be like
ultimate
national hand egg or global hand egg or.
Yeah, world.
Well, again, global. This is they call their winners the world champions. You only play it in one country. You're not the world champions. You're national champions.
Yeah, I never get that.
Yeah, but we could call it like sporting hand egg if that makes it better. If we need like a something at the beginning of it to differentiate like it from the act of eating an omelette.
And then like
yes,
that'd be mouth egg surely.
Then the sponsors like chicken and egg companies would go crazy for sponsoring hand egg.
Exactly. There's a whole wealth of commercial tie-ins available for this.
I think as well, plain fantasy hand eggs just sounds.
Sounds kind of
fancy. Fantasy hand egg sounds like something you'd have with your gadge. So.
Yeah. You could turn the fantasy egg over with your gadge.
Well, yeah, sign me up for next year's hand egg league. Anyway, Eldro.
I tried to get you in this year, Chris. Sorry, we didn't have the numbers.
No worries. No
you were cut from the hand egg league.
I didn't make the squad. Didn't make the squad.
I have one question regarding this one, though. So, hand egg, is there any risk that you're going to be confused with a cheat's egg and spoon?
True.
Mm.
Oh, that's spoon egg, though, surely. If we're talking, you know, it's hand egg because you throw an egg, and a spoon egg, you're carrying an egg. I agree, there is some possibility of confusion there. I feel like the greater financial resources of the National Football League will eventually, you know, make it so that hand egg is just widely accepted as being related to the act of throwing an American-shaped football. But yeah, no, I agree. There could be some teething issues early on with that, I agree.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want it to ruin the integrity of primary school sports day by just kind of tarnishing it with with all those associations that we get with the NFL at present.
Do you still get egg and spoon races in primary school sports day? Have health and safety not kind of got rid of that one yet? I don't know.
I think it's okay if you hard-boil.
Is it bad
egg.
For?
Oh,
is, it, is it not like offensive
ball.
To vegans or something like that?
Ooh, that is a point.
We always did it with tennis balls and a big spoon, probably
that
a ladle.
A
well, maybe they just gave that to me because I was very uncoordinated.
They needed to give you a fighting chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably why they gave her the sellotape as well.
Probably. Still came last. Also, I just feel, I like hand egg, but I feel like the kicking people, which I don't get why someone's paid millions just to walk on maybe once a game, maybe not to kick the ball once. But anyway, they might...
That's the joy of a free market economy, Joe. But
would they feel marginalised if it's called hand egg?
Right now, I would say they're being overvalued on the name stakes, given,
yeah,
you know,
true.
As we said, the kicking is generally a sign that your team has failed to do what it's meant to do, which was to throw it or run it.
Do you think they might protest and try and get it to be called hand and occasionally foot egg?
Oh, you're getting close to hand, foot and mouth there is the problem like that. That's probably the connotations in the US.
Brilliant.
Right. So I don't have the hard job this week. It's Fran's job to try and pick a winner out of all of that. So good luck with that, Fran.
Yeah, I mean, there's things that I like about every entry. I think the one that I'm going to have to send to the scrap heap more rapidly than the other is Joe's.
Yeah, I always come last.
Just because of those glaring factual inaccuracies. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Eldro.
Sorry, Joe, glaring factual inaccuracies is like a title of an autobiography or something. Like
that. So true.
It's the name of her first album.
Brilliant.
Although I did enjoy the acronym.
Thank you.
Pust.
Pust. Don't forget that it, everyone. Pust.
The hard pust.
With the other two, really, I've got the same... It's essentially the same thing, really. We're looking at bringing some clarity to two widely misunderstood terms. I think that my concern with Barney's would potentially be translations into other languages. So it was television remote control, and I'm just thinking about, yes, would that be quite as snappy, and would it roll off the tongue quite as well in, say, Finnish or Latvian? And that's where my issue is. I'm not sure that we could market this around the globe.
Could go and grab a Finnish friend if you need me to, if that would
help my with your gadget.
So that is my concern there. I think it might be a term that really wouldn't make it off these shores. I think I am going to have to go for Eldro's.
I love how big Fran's thinking.
Yeah. this is the big time. This
is
season
serious.
Two.
This is the final. Yeah. It's
the big leagues.
We're being listened to in 9 countries now as well, Joe, so you've got to think like this.
True,
I think Fran's
true.
Doing a great job.
I did find out that... A ball does not necessarily have to be spherical. It says, although the standard shape conveyed by the word ball is indeed a sphere, the things that we call balls have enough variance for the accepted definition to be more lenient than just sphere. And the NOAD, I'm not really sure what the NOAD is, but this is from EnglishStackExchange.com, has said that the ball is a solid or hollow, sphere or ovoid. So personally, I do think that American football could be classed as an ovoid.
The thing is, we can't call it handball because that already exists.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. And the great sport of handball is truly international.
Like football didn't exist.
I think.
No, like because football does exist. It's a different thing.
Yeah, it's an actual game you play with your foot and a ball.
You're making my point for me, Barney. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
I just feel very passionate about the cause, Tom.
The cause of the television remote control.
Television remote control will prevent a lot of arguments in households, especially during lockdown. I think it's used frequently already, daily across the UK. And I just want everyone to get along.
I'm not going to lie, Barney. I think all these arguments are coming a bit late. They're coming a bit late with these arguments, Barney. A bit late.
Fran, could you please just check your PayPal before you make a decision? And then let us know your answer.
Oh, that was not there this morning. Okay.
Right, whatever he's offering, I can definitely beat him.
Yes.
My gadge is bigger than your gadge.
So based on the new evidence, Fran, who's winning?
Well, Barney has made me an offer I can't refuse there, really. I think it's still going to have to be Eljo on the basis of, and now I'm thinking at it from that lockdown and that unity argument, and I'm thinking one of the other things that's happened this year, as well as everybody being incredibly grumpy with each other, we've been told constantly that the economy's absolutely going down the toilet. And I think that he's actually putting forward a really convincing argument here for restarting the chicken industry. I'm not sure that that's what we would call it. The egg industry? I'm not sure which one came first.
Poultry.
Which one came first?
Poultry. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I had to.
Oh, I that went right over my head. That was so funny.
Brilliant. So I think this is potentially a plan we could put forward to Rishi Sunak, and on that basis, I am still going to go with Eljo, no matter how big Barney's gadge is.
Well done, Eljo. Yeah.
Should we try a second game then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, are you going to stick around and help us with the rest of the games, Fran?
Sure thing.
Amazing. So the second new game that we want to try is called Bunch of Rankers.
Bunch of Rankers.
So Joe has come up with a real top three, an actual, I guess, quantifiable top three. And we've all got to work as a team to try and figure out what the answer to this top three is. So what have we got, Joe?
Okay, so question posed to the group is, including all summer and winter Olympics, so since 1896 for summer and 1924 in winter, what is the top three sports that the GB team has won the most medals in?
In terms of Olympic medals.
It's just medals, it's not like gold medals.
And it's gold, silver, it's just medals and bronze. Yeah, gold, silver and bronze.
So, being an island, something on water, I would imagine.
We always do pretty well at sailing, to be honest. Maybe not quite so much recently, but for a long time we did. Rowing was a big thing, I want to say in the 90s, but, you know, last 20 years. But the problem here is recency bias, isn't it? I'm just thinking cycling, but cycling's just been something we've been good at, like, last 10 years, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. That's the only really thing that I'm aware of that we're good at, but that's because I've only really paid attention for the last 10 years.
The problem with this is you've got sports that, like, don't exist anymore that did. I mean, they did, like, tug of war and cricket in 1904, so I mean, I'm not going to say either of those things because I think they were one-offs, but
Can I just give you a clue that tug of war is our 22nd best ever sport?
Oh, that's still pretty good.
So we won one medal at it, and that's still, oh God, that's kind of depressing, to be honest, I mean.
We won five.
Five?
So we've got some kind of sailing, probably. And then, well, you know, there's the argument for,
I mean, there's all the obvious ones. So, like, there's always been, surely you want the ones where there's been everything. So, I mean, we can probably discount Winter Olympics because, let's be honest, we're not very good at the Winter Olympics. Eddie the Eagle looking at you. But, you know, all the summer games, there's always running events. We're not very good at them now, but, you know, were we good at them in the 20s, 30s? Was there even Olympics in the 20s and 30s?
We had that guy that ran the 4-minute mile.
Yeah, not in the Olympics, though, I don't think. He ran it in like Oxford or something like that.
But I'm thinking if that it was that those kind of athletes. Because that was a time when they didn't really have running shoes. I remember looking at his shoes and thinking, oh God, they look really uncomfy. So that must have been around that time.
Literally just sandals.
Yeah. Or brogues, English brogues.
Yeah. You want events where there's lots of... This is why sailing's a good shout or something like rowing, because you want events where there's lots of different classifications. Like there's five or six different sailing classifications nowadays. There's rowing, there's different distances and numbers of crew and stuff like that. And so if you just lump them all together as rowing or sailing or running, whatever it is, then surely that means that you've got a better chance of hitting multiple events in the same Olympics, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. So should we lock sailing in then as one of our three?
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Yeah. Another one I've just thought of is boxing. I think we do okay in boxing. I think we used to back in the day.
Yeah.
We still occasionally do all right, yeah. And there's, again, lots of weights, lots of categories.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time. Probably been in the Olympics since day dot, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was going to say, as much as running's a good one, we've never been great at running.
Tennis,
so
I'm not sure. Maybe.
That's not a bad shout, Barney.
Yeah. I'm just thinking there's long stretches where we didn't win anything in tennis. Shooting is one, actually. Yeah, we've got one girl now who's good.
What about netball?
Nah. Netball's a Commonwealth sport. It's not in the
not
Olympics.
Even an Olympic sport.
Is it not?
Wow. Don't have a conversation with my sister, Bartley. She'll chew your ear off about why it should be an Olympic sport.
But it's only really played in Commonwealth countries, though, isn't it?
I mean, they put rugby in, and that's only played in like 12 countries as well.
True. But I just hate netball.
Even though you play it. Yeah.
So if we say sailing, do we stick with the water? As Chris said, we're an island nation. Do we go with rowing as well in that case then?
Mm.
And then, I don't know. It's one of the ones where we do a lot of things. So, you know, boxing, cycling, running, something like that. Again,
I like boxing.
You've got multiple options.
I like boxing.
I think boxing is probably one of my...
Boxing?
So sailing, rowing and boxing.
Yeah.
We're all happy with that. Sailing is number one, rowing is number two, boxing is number three. Mm-hmm. How did we do, Joe?
So you said sailing, boxing and tennis first, and that would have been 4, 5 and 6. So... rowing, you're right, it's number 3.
Nice.
With 68,
is cycling number 1?
68 medals. No, cycling is number 2 with 86 medals. And this is where you all missed an opportunity, because athletics is classified as one sport. So there's so many medals. So there's 204 medals. So it's athletics number 1, cycling number 2, rowing number 3. But you did very well then picking boxing and sailing, boxing and tennis. So that's one. Can I just ask, looking at the list?
Wait, so athletics, we're talking like all the running, all the jumping, all the throwing?
Yeah, because that's normally classified as one, isn't it? I think. On question of sport, they classify it as one sport.
If Sue Barker says it's right, then I'm happy to agree. Should we get some listener questions in?
Is it listener? Yes, let's.
And so you guys have got the listener questions, but there's actually a very special question that has come in for one of our former guests. So I believe I gave it to you, Eldro, to read out.
You did, yes. Thank you very much. So it's a question actually for Barney. It's from Anonymous, but is Barney single? If so, is he looking? I promise never to push him on the IKEA stairs. That's from Anonymous. So Barney,
oh my God,
tell Lonely and so Love well. what your relationship status is.
They know exactly what to say. I have a fear of IKEA stairs. I had a bit of an ordeal on some IKEA stairs not too long ago.
But are you single?
Yes, I am single. I just needed a second because that was such a personal message. I'm single and looking. I'll probably see you on Tinder. Make sure you swipe right.
Make sure you call it a TV remote control.
That's how I know that you've read my profile, is when you send me, it's called a TV remote control. That's how I know. That's how I'll know, should I say.
Nice.
There we go.
Romance is in the air. Yeah. Barney is single, ready to mingle. So girls, get on Tinder and swipe for any Barneys.
I will meet you all on the IKEA stairs.
By the meatballs.
In Ashton. Play some hide and seek. eat some meatballs.
Finish off with a down cake.
We're not going to play around on the stairs, though, because they're dangerous, okay? People can fall. Especially people whose... My center of gravity is higher than the banisters, so... No playing around on the stairs. But the rest of the day would be great, I promise. So.
There we go. So I don't know how we follow that, but Fran, do you wanna go next with one of the questions?
Yeah, so I had a question from someone, I'm presuming, who also follows you on Instagram, saying, love the piggy banks, they're so cute. Where can I get some swag?
Swag? We've not really thought about swag, have we?
No, but we might get some for season two.
Yeah, we've got prizes for season two, so you never know, we could always sell the prizes as swag and piggy. Just leave people without.
Piggy swag.
I was gonna say, if you're going to monetize this thing, you've got to get into the merchandising.
Yeah, we do need to get on the merch.
Yeah.
T-shirts.
Well, monetize? You mean you can make money from this?
What
have we been doing?
With our three listeners.
Yeah.
Those adverts are flurrying in.
Well, my mum would buy a t-shirt. It's all right.
Just stick a merch tent outside our house.
Yeah. Like some really sad car boot sale.
Everyone walking around with rank bank written all over their chest.
I'm the biggest ranker. Barney?
Right, I've got... what are the new games for next season? Are you getting rid of any?
So we're not getting rid of any.
No.
They just won't be in every episode.
Yeah, so we're going to like rotate, aren't we? To give a bit of spice of life.
Yeah, so we're keeping the biggest ranker and we're keeping the pun gun, but the rest we're going to rotate. So we've got the two games that we've just tried. We're hoping to get the innuendo game.
Oh yeah, the innuendo game.
Which is good. It's basically people find clips from old episodes that are innuendos and the guest judge has to pick whose innuendo is the best. Right, we got any more?
How often does Lizzie forget her name? Because it sounded like Adam has had a lot of practice covering for her.
I mean, you're probably just as well positioned to answer this as we are, Fran. How often does Lizzie forget her name?
I would say quite often, yeah.
I would say quite often.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, that is a dynamic that does exist.
I do feel like in their normal life, Lizzie probably giggles so much that Adam probably has to speak on her behalf a lot.
Yeah.
I love a giggler. She is a giggler.
She is definitely a giggler.
Hi, Lizzie. Love you.
Someone wants to know why they're not more game show podcasts.
Oh, we've heard this a lot, haven't we?
Yeah, a few people have said this. It's probably because they can't get the guests and we can.
Yeah. Or the games.
They ain't got your connections.
Well, there's no point doing a game show podcast without good contestants, is there? So.
Oh, cheers, guys.
I don't know why, though. We seem to do well in the game show charts when we get like only a few listens, and that's because there's like no other game show podcast. Yeah. So.
We were number 25 in Australia at one point.
Yeah, we've had like...
Nice. No many. Idea how. I think the highest we've been in the UK was 60, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Happy with that. We'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah.
So I've got a question from a listener. The guy who has a phobia of butter, how does he react to it? Is he scared of it or does he just not like it? Would he scream and run if he was to chase him with a block of butter?
So when we saw this question come in, we actually got in touch with Hermione to see if she could send a little voice note of Tom explaining his phobia. So we'll play that for you now.
What is it about butter that you don't like?
I don't like the colour. I don't like the look of it. I don't like the word. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like anything about it.
But is it that you don't like it or are you actually scared of it?
It's a genuine and it's a rational phobia. I think it's more rational than being scared of spiders, to be honest.
What makes it rational? What's the fear based on?
Well, it's just disgusting, isn't it? There's nothing nice about it. A spider's not going to harm you, but a ton of butter would.
When did the fear start? Is there a point that it all stems back to that would make it a bit more rational?
No, I think I was about six and I just said to Mum, I don't like butter anymore. I want I started with Utterly Butterly and had that on toast, and then maybe it was the Utterly Butterly that did it, but then it just turned into a genuine phobia, and I just had nightmares about people making me sandwiches and putting butter in them.
Actual nightmares?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did.
So what would you do if someone served you a sandwich with butter in now?
Well, I'm an adult now, so I'd say I don't like butter and I wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't? Is there any circumstance in which you could eat it?
No. Well, yeah, if it's like in a cake, I'll eat it. But not if I can physically see the butter.
What would you do if someone just showed you butter?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you didn't have to eat it, but you could see it out on the table or in the fridge.
It depends how close it is. If it's above a foot from me, I'm probably fine.
What if someone chased you with butter?
Yeah, well, I'd run away, obviously. No, that's pretty obvious. If I chased you with a spider, you'd run away from that, wouldn't you?
I have a story about how Rebecca chased you with butter.
Well, it's too disturbing to be repeated. My sister chased me outside the house with butter, and I'd sat on the doorstep until my mum got home and told Rebecca off for chasing me with butter.
Your mum did tell her off?
Yeah, obviously. It's a phobia. She's allergic to egg. I'm not going to chase around the house with egg, am I?
But you're not allergic to butter.
Well, I might be. We don't know. I don't touch it and I don't eat it. People will think that's a Mickey tape, but it actually isn't.
Right. Next question, Eldro?
Someone's asked, they only hear English and American voices on your show. Where are the other countries at? Will they be represented?
Oh. Well, we've got listeners in like 9 countries now.
Yeah.
So if any of the listeners fancy getting involved, drop us a message. I think we do have someone from Spain and someone from Colombia
that might come on
for next season.
Yeah.
We've also got a Canadian guest judge as well coming on. So we're trying to get the other countries. They're just slow on the take up.
Wait, can I ask, is Canadian coming on as a guest judge? Because I definitely need to listen to that one.
Not yet. I'm planning on asking him. He doesn't know this podcast exists yet.
Yeah. Oh, imagine Canadian on a podcast.
Charge!
We sleep when we die.
Yeah, no sleep till Monday.
Oh, you'd have to have one of your science sound bites. Is that ole, 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 ole.
That'll be his entrance music. Oh, we could get guest judges to pick their own entrance music.
Oh, yeah, like in the dark.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, in fact, we'd probably get taken off, though, for copyright, wouldn't
we? Yeah, we're not paying for that.
Oh, well, good idea. Squashed. What's the word?
Law?
By law. Squashed by law.
Copyright.
Squashed by capitalism is what I would have said.
Yeah, exactly.
Any more questions?
Another one from me. Left this one till last. Someone has asked, what's with the pigs? Are you implying pigs are wankers?
They're actually piggy banks, so it was the way of us not having to have a big, massive bank building as our logo. So we had piggy banks instead.
Yeah. No, they're good wankers. They're not wankers.
No. I mean, that's the pun.
Yes. I also assumed it was something to do with the fact that, you know, your first introduction to pigs, everyone's first introduction to pigs is the Three Little Pigs. And there's an inherent ranking within that of, you know, house of straw, house of sticks, house of stone.
Yeah.
So I thought it was something to do with that.
So. We're getting subliminal now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when you read William Shakespeare at school and you're meant to see, like, clearly what he didn't think about when writing. That's like that.
I think that's a great merchandise opportunity for you guys right there.
Yeah.
What's that, branded piggy banks?
No, like the Three Little Pigs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the rankings.
Yeah. Your top three Little Pigs.
Well, yours would be Pigs in Blanket.
Oh, Pigs in Blankets is definitely top three pigs. 100%.
True.
Yeah.
I've got a question from a user who has asked, you said there is a little more at stake this next season. Do losers have to do forfeits?
So the way we're going to do it next season is that there will be an overall biggest ranker. So the whole series will be qualifiers, semi-final and final. hopefully with the prizes going up as you go. So that's what's at stake. No one has to do any forfeits. No one has to...
But we're making it more competitive.
More competitive, yeah. Yeah. So the biggest ranker each week will go on to the next round. That's all we mean by more at stake.
Fran?
I've got one that actually I would like an answer to because I've got no idea. Cheese salad sandwich, what the actual fuck?
Right, Fran, pipe down, simmer down. I know where this has come from.
Thank you, Mason.
And I've had quite a lot of abuse about this over the weeks. A cheese salad sandwich is the best food in the world. And if I was on an island, I could eat that every day. And I can't describe it more passionately how amazing a cheese salad sandwich is. So all you haters out there, get a proper cheese salad sandwich. Mason, I remember you talking about it from a supermarket. You don't want a supermarket cheese salad sandwich. You're going wrong. It's a deli one you need. And that's my only reply there, Fran. It was because I picked cheese salad as my number one food. Whereas Mason and Mike went very cultural and proper.
I went for a kebab then.
I'm going to say, Fran, I'm glad you brought this up because that episode left me feeling angry as well.
I stand by my choice.
Stand alone.
I'm a little bit concerned, Joe.
I think you should have been concerned a long time ago.
I think I'll be thinking twice about going out for lunch with you in future. Oh, I don't think I want to witness that.
We can have joint cheese salad sandwiches together.
I think if that had been Barney's answer to the IKEA girl or guy, I don't think they'd have taken him up on the offer, Joe. A nice romantic cheese salad sandwich.
Really? I need to update my Tinder then. Give me a sec.
So I think that's it for listeners' questions.
Is it?
Oh, I have one more baking related. So it says, can I please have Hannah's recipe for the blueberry crunch muffins? They sound so good.
Ooh. We can get it off her and we can put it on our socials. So.
Oh, yeah. If she, it's not a family secret recipe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Did sound amazing. Yeah, we'll try and get it off her and if so, we'll put it on...
Twitter and Insta. So what's the handle for them, Joe?
@RankBankPod for both Twitter and Insta.
Yeah.
Finally, a full season and I've got it right.
Finally. I think that's it, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yep, it's all the ones I had.
Amazing. Cool.
So it's on to my favourite round. The pun gun round.
The pun gun. Should we give them the topics?
Yeah, should we just... If you say a topic and then I'll say a topic.
Okay.
And then...
Since we've been talking about cheese salad sandwiches, how about we go with cheese for one of our topics?
And I'll go for high street shops because they're not doing so well this week. So high street shops and nice cheese.
Bit of support for them.
Yeah. Shop local.
Yeah.
While we have a think about those, should we do a hello friends?
Yeah, let's do a hello friends. Do you think we can squeeze three friends in this week?
Friends! Yeah, we'll do three.
Ooh. Wow. Hello friend.
Hi, we are Dads and Lads, the podcast. Join Sean, my 15-year-old son, and myself, Stuart, his outspoken dad. We talk about everything from sport to Sean's learning difficulties or anything that takes our fancy. Mixed with some Northern humour and some off-the-cuff remarks, come and give us a listen every Sunday. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts or on Twitter @DadsAndLadsPod. Also, you can join our Facebook group by searching Dads and Lads the Podcast on Facebook. Thank you. You won't be disappointed.
Have you ever wondered what shows are like in foreign countries, but the language barrier is what stopped you from giving them a chance? My name's Maggie, and I host the podcast Have You Seen It?, where I talk about TV shows from countries all around the world. If you're like me, you spend more time on Netflix looking for something to watch than actually watching something. So if you don't want to spend time scrolling through Netflix or even Hulu, check out my podcast for some show suggestions. I talk about the plots, tell you who the cast is, what I liked, and what I didn't like about the shows, and I also throw in some fun facts about each country, tell you where in the world the show takes place, how close they are to any other shows that I've already covered, mention any cultural differences or similarities that I noticed, and my favorite part are the words and phrases that I picked up while watching these shows. You can check out Have You Seen It on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most other places you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at official HYSI. That's OFFICIALHYSI. And make sure to like the Facebook page at facebook.com/official HYSI. Let me help you find your new favorite show.
Hello. I hope you're enjoying this week's episode of the Rank Bank Podcast. I'm Josh Schell, host of the Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Once you're finished this episode and find out who the biggest ranker is, consider checking out my podcast where myself and some guests do deep dives into the incredibly dark and weird world of cults. Find out about how cults are built and the strange people who build them. Look for Let's Start a Cult Podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts or go to letsstartacultpodcast.com to learn more. Now back to the wonderful Rank Bank Podcast.
Okay, welcome back from Hello Friends. We're ready to play our final Pongun round of the season. That's quite sad.
It is quite sad, isn't it?
Should we start off with Eldro?
Okay, I'm going to lead off with Brie ones because I reckon there's loads. So, Sainsbury's.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I've got HS Breesy.
I went for JJ Bree Sports.
Got a Bree and Q.
HM Bree.
Bree and M. Bree and M.
Oh, in sync. Anyone want to get any more Bree out of the way? Bree. Oh, nice.
What was that?
Bree Mark.
Bree Mark.
Oh, Bree Mark, nice.
That is all my Brie ones. So
that is my Brie. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, a lot of Brie.
I'm done on the Brie.
I couldn't think of a single Brie one, and now it seems so easy. I'll go for one then. Manchego Outdoors.
Nice.
Go Outdoors.
I've got Halloumi and Barrett's.
One for that. Holland and Baraclette.
Oh, nice.
H&M Emmental.
Oh, Joe, you stole mine.
Oh, sorry.
I got that one.
Got Rock Fortnum and Mason.
Oh, nice.
That is nice.
Solid.
Jojo Mammon Baby Bell.
Nice. Nice.
That one took a while to process, but yeah. That's good.
I've got Camon Burberry.
Ah. Oh, I got Birch Camembert. Like Bershka, if anyone knows the shop.
Oh, yeah, the Spanish one.
I was going to say, what's that?
Feta Locker.
Nice.
I got Card Fettery. Oh, that's terrible.
I also went for Feta Face.
Extra Mature Cheddar.
I was trying to do something with mozzarella and Morrison's. Mozzie Rings? I don't know.
Well, I've got another mozzarella one, Fran, to kind of follow yours.
Yeah, please do.
Mozzarella?
Oh,
in Zara.
Nice. I got Jack and Mozzarella. No, that's shit.
That's
no,
terrible.
So
I went for French Cheese UK.
Gorgongola.
Oh, nice. Go on.
Emmentaldi.
Emmentaldi. I've got one. I don't know if it really counts because I'm not sure if it's really a high street store, but I've got chicken cottage cheese.
To be fair, there's probably more of them than there are of them in whatever you said earlier on.
Yeah.
Luxury goods, please.
Yeah.
That's taking me back to the Brie now. KF Brie.
Oh, nice.
KF Brie.
Simple but effective. That's what they should call their, like, cheese
the veggie option.
Balls. Yeah. I got pan... Wait, let me say this properly. Pan-e-e-er.
Okay.
What?
Like paneer, but e-e, yeah. The phone.
E-e.
Panettiere. No, no, that just died a death.
My stretching one was Mark Scarpone and Spencer.
Oh, that's all right.
That was my stretching one.
I've got another Carphone one for you. Sorry, I've got another Mascarpone one for you. Giveaway.
Yeah.
Mascarphone Warehouse.
I love how it's phony.
Yeah, I like that one.
If we're going with charity shops from age concerns.
That is brilliant.
What else? Stiltony and Guy.
Nice, Tony and Guy.
Oh,
I was trying to find a Stilton one.
Is that still a thing? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think so. You could buy the hair products.
I got Fondue Elm.
Oh, no, Joe.
I think I felt it was done now.
On the same lines, but I think... Yeah, on the same lines. Funds do for you.
Oh, that's so much better. That is so much better than mine. I've failed everyone.
That is brilliant. It's brilliant, this friend.
I thought that earlier. I didn't want to say it.
How many we got left?
Last one I had was a couple. Pull and Camembert.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Why did Solid. I think of that?
Pull and Bear, Spanish. Yeah. Last one I have isn't British, but it's American, so I'm going to go with it anyway because everyone knows what it is from watching Friends. Ricottery Barn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. I've never watched Friends.
Oh, Joe. You got any left, Joe?
No, I'm out.
Joe's out. Eldro's out. Out. Barney's out.
I'm Fran? Out.
Friends out. Right, I've only got one left. I thought it was my best one. I was quite happy with it. Parmesan Summers.
Oh, like that's good.
Parmesan Summers.
Although, if anything you bought from there smelt like cheese, you probably wouldn't want it, would you?
Oh.
From under.
Anyway, I think that's everyone done on the Pongun, so all that's left to say is thanks for joining us on season one, and season two will be out shortly, and we'll put a little trailer beforehand, will we?
Yeah, we'll put a little trailer out for season two. And yeah, thanks to everyone who's appeared on season one and everyone who's listened to season one. And thanks for our only guest judge of season one as well, Fran, for coming on.
Sorry?
Yeah. And cheers, Barney and Eldro, as well, for doing two episodes.
Thanks for having me. It's been a great fun.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. No, it's been good.
So that's a wrap for season one. Thank you so much everyone that's participated and listened to us. It's been a really good journey and we'll see you for season two. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at RankBankPod, or you can email us at rankbankpod@gmail.com.
Remember to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. Our intro and outro music is Dream of the Forest Jazzy Mix by Articon, and the Pun Gun Round is inspired by the brilliant No Dunks podcast.